This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, it was a wild day yesterday. Maybe a little tamer today. Oh, friendly fire. Let's ride. All fun today, right, Fritzy?
We're back. We're back. Put it behind us.
I walked in today. I said, how you doing, Fritzy? Better than yesterday. Good. All right. One day at a time. That's all we're doing.
16-1. Here we go.
Yeah, yes. Let's ride. Now you got your head coach saying, you know, on second thought, maybe I should have let Russ cook.
Don't get me started. I just want to feel a little better about this.
Welcome to the program. By the way, go to danpatrick.com. Got some new merch there. Football is fun t-shirt inspired by Justin Herbert. All available at danpatrick.com. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And this program brought to you by Discover. You can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. And that's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Coming up, we'll talk to the Lions rookie, Aiden Hutchinson, number 2 pick overall, made his debut against the Eagles. They're actually, I think, favored for the first time in over 2 years. They have the Commanders coming up. Let me see if I have this correctly. After 24 consecutive games as the underdog, the Lions are currently a 2.5-point favorite at home against the Commanders.
Wow. Are the Commanders bad? I thought the Commanders are decent.
They just came off a great performance by Carson Wentz.
Not the Commander team I grew up on.
If the line holds, the Lions' streak will end as the second longest streak in the last 8 years. The Jets were underdogs in 26 consecutive games from October 2020 to December of 2021. Commanders are 1-0. Lions lost to the Eagles. Put up a good fight there at the very end. But Aiden Hutchinson will join us coming up in a little bit. Also, if you can stay with us in the final hour of the show, yesterday after the show, we got a chance to interview Marcus Smart, Boston Celtics guard. I had not talked to him since his college days. And he's one of those players, and Carmelo Anthony fits into this category. Patrick Ewing fits into this category. You sort of have your perception of who somebody is. And you don't change that. Like Patrick Ewing, oh, not going to be a good interview. And then all of a sudden you have him on, and then you go, oh, my God. And then you change people's opinion of them. Carmelo Anthony came in the studio years ago. And I said, why don't you do more interviews? Why don't you get out there? Let them hear you, see you. And I had this impression with Marcus Smart, like, I don't know if he's going to be any fun. We got done with the interview. I didn't want the interview to end. He was great. He really was. He was a lot of fun. And I think if you get a chance, final hour, and I'll remind you of this if you're able to stay around, or if you come back or you listen on the podcast. Marcus Smart, Defensive Player of the Year, was really, really entertaining. And we talked about a couple things, including the possibility the Celtics were going to make a trade that included him and Jaylen Brown for Kevin Durant. So we'll have that for you coming up a little bit later on. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you, our streaming partner. Also those on Chat Row and our radio partners, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and nearly 400 cities around America that carry this award-nominated program. All right, the heavy stuff. Professional sports leagues, no strangers to controversies surrounding their owners. You go back to the workplace for the Mavericks in 2018. They were investigated for sexual harassment under Mark Cuban. Donald Sterling forced to sell the Clippers using racial slurs in 2014. Marge Schott had to give up the Cincinnati Reds. Daniel Snyder, long list of issues. NBA yesterday handed down a $10 million fine, a one-year ban to the Suns owner, Robert Sarver. He is accused of racism and misogyny. And it was enough that the commissioner, Adam Silver, said, I'm going to suspend you for a year. The decision to suspend him makes sense because obviously there's no place in the workforce for that kind of conduct. But the history of professional sports, you have to wonder if this is going to change. With Donald Sterling, it did. You also had Jerry Richardson in Carolina. But it in Marge Schott, but it's kind of rare when you say, hey, give up the team. But the punishment may do a little bit for the public image of the NBA. But I wonder, you have a WNBA team there in Phoenix, and you have the NBA team there, and he is the owner of both of them. So now it feels like the NBA is saying, this is on you, the players. What do you want to do? You want to boycott? Do you want to raise an objection to this? Let's go back to Donald Sterling. And the big difference between Robert Sarver and Donald Sterling was there's audio tape. There's conversations between Donald Sterling and his girlfriend. And that she was of African-American and Mexican descent and just said, hey, I don't want you hanging around these black basketball players, including Magic Johnson. It was caught on tape. But keep in mind, Barack Obama weighed in on this back then. LeBron James did. Kobe Bryant did. Magic Johnson did. Greg Popovich did. Michael Jordan did. Will you have the same kind of force going after Sarver? So he's accused of using the N-word multiple times, but no players called for Sarver's ouster, that he should give up the team. I don't know if many people outside the media in Phoenix raised much of an objection to all of this. We heard it, but it felt like people just kind of moved on. But the big difference is if you would have had Robert Sarver saying this on, you know, with a phone call or camera phone, then it would be different. Because it feels like when you hear it or you see it, it changes your opinion, which I don't know why. But it does. Like, oh my God, he really did say that. Robert Sarver is still going to be the owner of his team in a year. $10 million fine? That's the most you can fine him. But I'm surprised Adam Silver didn't make this a little bit more forceful here. Why are you keeping him? Like, tell me the upside to keeping this guy. And I know there's diversity in their front office. You know, GM, African-American, their head coach, African-American. But there's probably going to be more diversity in that front office. But why keep Robert Sarver? I don't understand the upside. And if you're an owner, do you want Robert Sarver in the league? And I know a lot of these owners probably get nervous of, hey, I don't want somebody taking my team away from me. And when you become an owner of a team, a professional sports team, it's a whole lot different. You can be a billionaire and nobody knows who you are. There's a lot of billionaires. But you know Robert Sarver because he owns the Phoenix Suns. Mark Cuban owns the Mavs. Shad Khan owns Jacksonville. That's why you know them. Paulie uses a line from Billions that you are knighted when you own a team. When you become an owner, you're knighted in the sports world. And this is what's different. You know, Robert Sarver has a team, probably has lived by his own rules for a long time and probably thought, hey, I can say whatever I want to say. Now, he said that he was quoting people when he used the N-word. Still can't use it. When you're saying things to women, hey, it was meant in jest. I don't know if the people on the receiving end thought that. But if the players weren't upset about this, the players didn't say anything about this, maybe that factors into what Adam Silver did or didn't do. But maybe it's coming. Because I would get the feeling, I have no inside knowledge of this, I have no source on this, this could be the start of him losing his team. Maybe, and if you're the NBA, why wouldn't you kind of push, nudge towards that, get a new owner, and you're going to get more money for that franchise? And you get rid of Robert Sarver. This isn't the first time his name has come up. This has been systemic, and it's been no secret. I think it's a secret because you're not in the major media cities. You're not in New York or L.A. Donald Sterling was in L.A. running the Clippers, and he was running them into the ground for decades, and we always laughed at the Clippers. And poor Elgin Baylor would be there when they would have the lottery night, and we would laugh at the Clippers. Now, all of a sudden, you know, we look at the Clippers differently. You're not going to lose your team because you're losing. You lose it because you said something. And we have it, you know, on tape. Robert Sarver, hopefully the NBA looks at this, that you're dealing with an NBA and a WNBA team, and he's the owner of them. Now you got misogyny and you got racism. What the hell are you waiting for? It seems like there's enough there that if you decided to move it in that direction, that I always think if, okay, is there enough for a suspension? Okay. Is there enough for you to have to be forced to sell your team? And I don't know if more comes out. Now they had 70 people, I think, that sat down. There were over 100 people who didn't sit down for an interview. And they may think, well, why get involved in this? But 70 did. And you have a lot of people backing up somebody's claim. And the commissioner decided that it's 1 year and $10 million. $10 million is nothing. The 1 year, he's still going to be the owner. What? He can't watch the game from the arena. I can't sit courtside and let everybody see me. Hey, I don't get to stand up and wave. I don't get to high-five the players. Daniel Snyder's in the south of France. He still runs the Commanders. I've got to guess he's still watching the games. But Adam Silver, you know, he rules with sort of a velvet hammer, different than David Stern, his predecessor. But I would imagine that's the energy is moving towards, all right, now what do we do? How do we get Robert Sarver out? Yeah, Paul.
You know, it's funny. I looked at the statement from Robert Sarver, the Suns owner, and there's a new thing you do when you get punished for something. You both partially accept the punishment, but then don't really accept that you did what you were punished for. It's an interesting dance. Quote, for the Suns and Mercury organizations, that begins with me, responsibility. While I agree with some of the particulars of the NBA report, I would like to apologize for my words and actions that offended employees. I take full responsibility for what I have done. But then he also goes on to, I disagree with some of the findings in the report.
I would just like to ask him, why do you think you deserve to keep this team? And are you fighting this? If you're called a racist, are you fighting this? Yeah, Todd.
When it comes to removing an owner, does Adam Silver have exclusive decision with that? Is it a two-thirds vote? Do we know? I could reach out to the NBA. I'm curious if that's a unanimous three-quarters vote. Who among the owners? How does that work?
I don't know. Why don't you ask?
I'm going to reach out.
Why don't you look at? I would imagine you would have, you know, X number of owners who would have to vote, in favor of getting rid of you. Yeah, Paul.
It has to be a three-fourths vote of the ownership. 75% or more of the ownership had to vote to remove an owner.
Yeah.
And the commissioner can put that together, just like with the NFL. The NFL, if the commissioner puts that forth, then the owners vote.
Yeah. Yeah, Marv.
Is it going to be more pressure on the Suns players?
Yes.
Or the NBA itself? Like, that's the only...
I think the players. I mean, Chris Paul.
Former Player Association president.
Yes. I think it puts them in an unfair situation. Because now those players are going to be asked, you going to do anything? Hey, do you want to play for him? Remember all the players that said, we don't want to play for the Clippers. We don't want to play for Donald Sterling. You know, I don't know if that's going to be the case, but you do now put the onus on the players, and that's not fair. Yeah, Mark.
And Chris Paul was on the Clippers during the Donald Sterling situation, so he's been through this before, unfortunately. So he's probably got to...
But everybody agreed that Donald Sterling needed to go. There wasn't a dissenter there, I don't think, that said he shouldn't. I don't think he should lose his team. It felt like everybody was like, yeah, of course he's got to go. The president is weighing in. Jordan's weighing in. LeBron and Kobe. I haven't heard anybody. And maybe they will speak up. Yeah, Paul.
If you go back in the time after the Donald Sterling story broke, I think this was like 2014. There was a period of time where you weren't sure what the new commissioner, Adam Silver, was going to do. There's a couple stories out there. The Warriors plan to boycott the Clippers before Donald Sterling's lifetime ban, led by Steph Curry, Andre Iguodala, and David Lee. They were going to boycott their game, their next game against the Clippers.
Yeah, it's going to be on the players. WNBA and the NBA. Going to be on the players. Season gets underway in a month. All right, we'll take a break. We'll settle on a poll question. Is Aaron Judge going to be looked at or judged as the real home run king if he gets to 62, hit two home runs last night? If he's not, then why not? We'll talk about that coming up as well. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Just getting started. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Paulie's a big tire rack fan.
Ah.
Now, they just became a partner of ours, a sponsor of ours. I haven't used Tire Rack, but it certainly seems pretty easy. Get the right tires for what you need. They have information, advice, tools that make buying the right tires a snap. And they have the tire decision guide.
Oh, Dan, so you go there, you click like what kind of car you have or what size tires you need. Then they have reviews, and it's like video reviews, how good they are in snow. You know I love snow tires.
Mm. Get personalized tire recommendations in 2 minutes or less. And they sell only the best brands in the industry. The high performance Hankook Ventus tire.
Ah.
That's the all-season Optimo lineup and the off-road capable Hankook DynaPro. That's the light truck and SUV tire. Ratings, reviews, test results, national network of over 10,000 recommended installers. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See for yourself. TireRack.com/Dan. Tire Rack, the only way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Aaron Judge hit home run number 56 and 57 last night as the Yankees beat the Red Sox in 10 innings. 10 multi-home run games this season, matching the most since Giancarlo Stanton had 10 for the Marlins in 2017. And the 57 home runs are the most by an American League player through their team's first 142 games. If
Stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
There's a lot of interesting articles, commentary about who would be the real home run champ. If Aaron Judge hit 62, would he be the real home run king? And I've seen a couple of articles here that basically say, you may not like it, but Bonds still hit 73 home runs. Was baseball testing the home runs that were hit when you had McGuire and Sosa and you had Bonds. Were they testing? Now everybody's supposed to be clean, that Aaron Judge would be the first clean home run champ. But if you look back at Babe Ruth, there was no integration. If you look back on Roger Maris, the American League played 162 games. The National League played 154. So they changed it. Babe Ruth played in 154 games in a season. Roger Maris that year, in an expansion year, played 162 games. And I think needed a home run in the final game to beat Babe Ruth, or at least the final weekend there. So he did benefit from that. So it feels like there's an asterisk that can be attached to just about everybody here. Do I like it that Barry Bonds is the all-time home run king instead of Hank Aaron? No, I don't. But the record books have Barry Bonds in there. The commissioner didn't take a pencil and erase anybody's name. I wish he would have, but he didn't. Roger Maris, 61 home runs. And that year in 1961, the American League played 162 games. The National League played 154. They changed the following year. With Babe Ruth, you didn't have integration. So I guess you start handing out asterisk here, and then you're back to square one. Who is the single-season home run champ? If Aaron Judge hits 62, 63, 64, 65, it's not going to matter. It's still Barry Bonds who hits 73. Yeah, Paul.
So it's personal opinion. I remember years ago we had Senator John McCain on the show, and you asked him who he considers the all-time home run king, and he said Hank Aaron.
Yeah.
I know he did it cleanly. He believed he did it cleanly. If you go back to Barry Bonds' 2001 season, he hit 73 home runs in 153 games.
Yeah.
He missed, was it nine games? He was also walked 177 times.
Yeah.
So by plate appearances, his numbers are galactically better than others. But no one, does anyone in this room not consider Barry Bonds a cheater?
No.
But there were no rules in place to catch him.
He hit 73 in 2001. McGuire hit 70 in 1998. Sosa hit 66 in 1998. McGuire 65 in 1999. Sosa hit 63 at that same year. He also hit 64 in 2001. But if we recognize Bonds as the all-time home run king or the single season, but we don't recognize Sammy Sosa for the Hall of Fame. Like those numbers, you'd go, well, wait, did he test positive? No. He had, it'd be akin to, I guess, a running back having three 2,000-yard seasons. But it's not real. I saw it, but it's not real. It's like if you go and you see a magic act and you go, that's not real, but I saw it. Like Bonds was in front of me, but was it real? Yes. Do I like the fact that he cheated? No, but and if baseball isn't going to police itself, I'm like, I don't want to be the lifeguard here. I mean, I've said what I've said about this, whether it's Pete Rose or Barry Bonds, Mark McGuire, but baseball benefited from all of this. Yes, Eden.
There is a certain logic to the idea that, all right, yeah, people were on steroids, but you still had to go out and hit the home runs. And that's even if you're on steroids, it's not that easy. There's probably a lot of people on steroids that didn't put up home run numbers like that. So there is a certain, there is something special about what, you know, Bonds and McGuire and Sosa did.
He's the Lance Armstrong of baseball. Everybody was cheating in the Tour de France. Or if you weren't cheating, you weren't trying because everybody, it felt like, were. And Lance said that. Like, you know, if you're not cheating, then go home. He cheated, and you saw how well he could do when he cheated if everybody else was cheating. And I'll go back to the story that I was told that Bonds told a couple of baseball players, this is BS that McGuire and Sosa are being viewed as the best players in baseball. And this was the summer of McGuire and Sosa, and from what I was told, Bonds said to the baseball players, you watch what I can do. And Bonds went out and changed baseball. Yeah, see.
And it almost feels like with the Lance Armstrong thing, people aren't really that upset that he cheated to win all those Tour de France's. They're mad that the way he, like the lengths he went to cover it up and how rotten he was, That's the part of the story to me that's the worst part.
Well, you had the French who were not going to let Lance Armstrong get away with cheating. And they're the ones that never let this go. I remember saying to somebody about, hey, what about Lance Armstrong, Sportsman of the Year? Because I was involved with Sports Illustrated and involved with handing out the award, hosting the event. And I said, are we missing out on Lance Armstrong? And I had somebody of prominence say, no, he's not going to win a Sportsman of the Year award. And I went, oh. But I thought he did.
I'm almost sure he did.
Yeah. And then I thought, okay, well, maybe can he win it again? No. And I went, okay. Yes, Paul.
Well, Lance Armstrong is like Robin Hood. And he also was a bicyclist. Like in America, we're like, ooh, we don't worry about bicycling records. No offense, but it's not a sport that most Americans care about. Lance Armstrong made us care about it. And also with Livestrong, it was almost like even when he got busted, even when he admitted everything he did, it's like, well, but look at all the good work he did. So there's not a ton of anger around him.
And I thought that might be enough, that because he had Livestrong. And, I mean, he did wonderful work for them. He raised a lot of money. He helped a lot of people. But I think his approach to saying that everybody was wrong and he was right and he didn't cheat, and he really hurt people. So as much as he helped people, I mean, Bonds didn't hurt other people except for his trainer. That his trainer went to prison. Why are you in prison? I don't know. Okay, see you later. Bonds sort of hung him out to dry. Yes, Todd.
I'm looking at December 16th, 2002, Lance Armstrong, SI Sportsman of the Year.
Yeah.
On the cover.
Yeah. Yeah, Paulie.
How can Barry Bonds be considered the all-time home run king for the single season, but not be in the Hall of Fame? Because you're dinging him, because that means... Because if his home run record is clean and in the record books with baseball, then by default, you should vote for him to be in the Hall of Fame. You can't pick one or the other. You can't consider him a cheater here with the Hall of Fame not letting him in, but not consider him a cheater for the record books. That doesn't match. I'm cool with either one, but you know, it's almost like pick a side. Do you think there's a display for his home run season in the Hall of Fame? Not him, but the season and memorabilia around it.
I would say yes. Well, it's the history of baseball. It's a museum. There's a lot of things in a museum that you don't like. It may depict slavery. It could depict, you know, a total dictator. But a museum, that's what baseball is. It's the history of the game. And part of the history of the game was Barry Bonds and McGuire and Sosa. Yes, Tom?
Do you put up like a little mini locker with Andrew Steen Dione on it, like on the side there behind the glass, just to give them the whole look of like a diorama?
Put a GNC sponsorship around.
You could. I mean, if you want to show what it is and that McGuire had it in his locker, I mean, I don't, you know. It's a museum. It's for the fans. Do you want to tell the history? Like Pete Rose. Pete's probably got as much memorabilia in the Hall of Fame as anybody, but he's not in the Hall of Fame, and he's not going to go. People probably have less of a problem with the steroids than what Pete did, because Pete was manipulating the outcome of a game. Now, you can say, well, wasn't Bonds manipulating or McGuire or Sosa? See, it gets tricky. But Pete was actually betting on games. And even when you say, well, he's betting on his team, well, he could manipulate a lineup even if he's betting on his team to win. And there are certain pitchers that he wouldn't bet on who were on his own staff. Or you might put your relief, John Franco. John, I need you to go out there and close. I mean, maybe he had just pitched, you know, two previous games. Like this, so there's so much. I mean, this is unfortunate, but this is baseball. This is baseball's history. And I think because of that, we look at Aaron Judge and go, Or we look at Albert Pujols and go, I mean, Max Kellerman on ESPN certainly inferred that he was artificially helped. But he said, hey, I want what he's having. Well, I think he issued an apology, and rightfully so. It's because baseball made us suspicious of everything we saw. And that's unfortunate, because there are real things that are happening right in front of us. But because of what happened before, you watch and you go, I don't know. Too good to be true. It's like Roger Clemens. When people said, no, Rocket's not, he's not on performance-enhancing drugs. And I go, I think he is. He found the Fountain of Youth in Toronto. He backed into it, and then went, ouch, because it was a needle. But, you know, the Red Sox gave up on Rocket. And then he got better and better and better. And then, you know, Bonds, we thought was going to fade from the game, still be one of the great players. And then he got better and better and bigger and bigger. Sammy Sosa was an average player in his 20s. I mean, he was very thin. I think his first home run came off Roger Clemens. Does that sound right? When he was with Sammy was with the White Sox?
Yeah, either the White Sox or the Texas Rangers. Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, you start to see this and you go, okay, Brady Anderson, Luis Gonzalez, where you go, what's happening here? And that's unfortunate because then we get into this conversation. We start talking about steroids. Hey, you love Hank Aaron, but didn't he take amphetamines? I don't know, but everybody back then, it felt like you were taking greenies. Okay, is that performance enhanced? Yes, I know. It is. It's tricky. You go down this road and it takes over. And I don't want it to because then we don't celebrate the game. Aaron Judge should be celebrated. Albert Pujols should be celebrated. We're conditioned to question now. You got guys in the NFL, performance enhancing. We don't question anything because none of those numbers are treasures. None of those numbers mean anything to us where we grew up and you're like, God, I knew that batting average of how many RBIs or how many home runs, how many wins, how many complete games. It didn't matter. Nothing in the NFL. There's not one stat where you go, wow, if they like Emmett's rushing record. Okay. If somebody breaks it, I mean, I'd be shocked because trying to stay around and get that many attempts. But still, like Frank Gore, you know, nobody questions anything. It's like, man, he's got a lot of yards there. So, and I'm not saying, you know, anything nefarious was going on with Frank Gore. It's just we kind of just accept NFL numbers. The NBA, people thought it was crazy. This is probably 15 years ago. I go, guys use performance-enhancing drugs in the NBA. I don't know how many, but they do. And golf. People are like, yeah, you can't use it in golf. I go, why would you not be able to use it in golf? If you can use it in cycling, you can use it in tennis, you can use it in football. They're not all made, you know, that you're not going to look like a gorilla. You're not going to look like a monster here. The different things that you use. Lance Armstrong, he was, you know, that was blood doping. Yes, Paul.
Remember he told us stories about the freezer and he wouldn't let people in the freezer because in the, like every town he'd be in an apartment and he'd be like, don't use the freezer.
Yeah, somebody going in to get tomato juice and all of a sudden they're drinking his blood. That's not true. That didn't happen.
Not true.
That is not true. That did not happen.
You know?
I'm going to guess that nobody went in there and went, I could use some tomato juice here.
Remember we did Fans versus Fritzy mock headlines on Lance Armstrong? Wasn't it like American Cyclo or something like that?
I love that one.
Something or other.
That's a good one.
But you go down this road, and I don't know if it's worthy of a poll question. Will you consider Aaron Judge the single-season home run king? I mean, we can ask it.
So do you want to say at what number do you consider him the home run king?
I think if he hits 62 home runs, then you ask that question.
So it's either 62 or 74?
Well, if he gets to 74, then you know, I have no problem saying you're the single season. But he's not going to get there. Not going to get there.
Not with that attitude.
No.
Better than that.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
You were mentioning Emmitt Smith's rushing record, how safe it is.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything safer. 18,355 yards. Jeez.
I know.
I'm trying to find an active player. I can't find an active player over 8,000. I got Ezekiel at 7,400. Mark Ingram at 7,900. Derrick Henry's only at 7,000 yards because early in his career he didn't get the ball a lot.
Nobody is going to get that record. That's a record that will live as long as we're alive.
You're right because no one's even close.
No.
There's less carries.
No.
The devaluing of running backs, everything. I think 10,000 would be tough to top.
Everything now is going to be about passing numbers, receiving numbers, and sacks and interceptions. Like that, those will be the numbers where they're going to constantly be breaking records. Now, does somebody get to where Brady is? I don't know if somebody's going to play that long. But that's not out of the realm of possibilities. Emmitt Smith's rushing record will never be broken.
Pie in the face?
Yes. Pie in the face.
I'll put you on it.
Pie to the face.
All right. We'll call you in 27 years.
All right. Let me take a break. Fritzy is... Do you want to go down this road?
I do. I think it needs to be done to put a bow okay. on Monday night.
All right. Well, we put an L on Monday night.
Okay.
Whoa. Hey.
Really?
The Broncos head coach, did he make things better or worse with what he admitted yesterday in his press conference? That's right after this. Every week we talk about our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And now we invite you to check out their NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. They have one-of-a-kind digital cards available in packs or at Panini's public auctions on the site. You can find the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, featuring official products from the NFL, NBA, and UFC. Also, for the first time ever, World Cup. See what's on sale now. Don't miss out on the upcoming Donruss NFL NFT release. You pull the top players, a few special NFTs that will send you for a VIP NFL experience. You can list your cards in the public gallery, complete challenges, earn exclusive award cards, and build a wish list for the items that you love. The Donruss cards will sell out. Make sure you go to paniniamerica.net/blockchain. paniniamerica.net/blockchain. You get everything you need. There's something for everybody in every pack. The official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com.
Monster over the monster seats, out onto Lansbone. He is phenomenal. The second home run of the night for Judge, his 57th of the year, and we're all tied at four.
That's courtesy of WFAN, the Yankees Radio Network. What, Todd?
How long into the call do you wait before he goes, oh, wait a second, that was a fly out to right field?
Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the only place to collect them all. Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. For instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. We had Fan versus Fritzy mock headlines with Lance Armstrong. This is, what, 9 years ago, 10 years ago?
Yeah, 2013.
Were there any that really stood out that you can remember?
Ball hog. Lance Hoard's, you know, the testicular humor back then.
Oh, wow.
And then I said American Psycho, and then Sip It on Schwinn and Juice, Lance Armstrong. Fritzy had E.P. Oprah, I think.
E.P. Oprah?
Like Oprah did the interview
with him. Oh, okay.
And then EPO was the drug.
Okay.
Those were good. We have to bring those back.
Yeah. Maybe not.
We had This Blood's for You.
Yeah.
Cheers to the cheater.
Eating Crow. Lance has to take back
oh,
words.
Oh, that was Sheryl Crow?
Sheryl Crow.
Reference. Oh, boy. Whoa. Man.
Going a little blue back then.
Whoa. No, we've grown up since then.
Yeah,
we've
much more mature.
Unless you were with us yesterday and Fritzy threw a little tantrum.
I threw more than a little tantrum.
So, you know, we know what happened on Monday night with the Broncos, 4th and 5. And do you let Russ cook or do you kick a 64-yard field goal with the rookie head coach Nathaniel Hackett? And I think it was pretty much unanimous. The consensus was, this is why you got Russ. This is a perfect situation for him. Instead of 64-yard field goal on the road with a guy who is not successful over 60 yards. Well, the coaches talk every Tuesday, and that meant Nathaniel Hackett had to get in front of the Denver media, and he had this to say about his decision on fourth down.
You know, looking back at it, we definitely should have gone for it. Just not, you know, one of those things you look back at it and you say, of course we should go for it. We missed the field goal. But in that situation, we had a plan. I mean, we had a plan. We knew that the 46 was the mark. He dumps it out to Javonte. Javonte makes a move, goes a lot farther than I think we had anticipated. We were expecting to go for it on fourth down. And then you hit the mark, you know, the mark that we had all set before we started. We said 46-yard line was where we wanted to be, and we got there. So we had to make the decision if we wanted to give it to, you know, Brandon, and we did. And it didn't work. It sucks, but, hey, that's part of it.
All right, did he make things better or worse with this disclosure? Now, he might say, hey, we got to the 46. We got where we wanted to go. We had a plan. Well, I find fault with the plan because if I still do the math, you're kicking a field goal of over 60 yards. He agrees with it now. In the moment, even if you made the field goal, it's still the wrong decision. You got lucky, but it was still the wrong decision. Because if I'm going to play the percentages, they lean strongly in the favor of letting Russ have the ball on fourth and five. 30% higher opportunity to win the game if you let Russ go on fourth and five than you do trying to kick that field goal. Did he make it better or worse for you, Fritzy, being a Bronco fan?
He made it a lot worse. I want my coach to say, hey, you know what? Hindsight's 20/20. We thought he was going to make the field goal. He's made long field goals before. This was the game plan. That's why I let the clock run down. He hits the field goal. They only got a few seconds left. We win the game. He missed it. Obviously, now you could say, stupid move. Why did you do that? Russell would have got the 5 yards. That's what we did. Next week, bring on the Texans. We got our first home opener Sunday. We move on. That's the decision I made. I'm the coach of this football team.
Okay. See, I want somebody who is willing to admit when they're wrong.
In this job, in that job as a head football coach, I kind of agree with Fritzy, even though I don't agree with the call. It's like, it was such a unique clip because coaches usually go the way Fritzy just said, like, we're standing by, we got a plan, we're going to stick by it, we're not going to, you know, go with it. I think people were very shocked that he went that direction.
But I think I wanted to hear his logic. That's all. And we didn't get the opportunity. You know, he had time to think about it and see and read people's reaction to it. But I like that he has to understand this is why you brought Russ in. Like that's the most important thing out of all of this. If they failed with Russ with the ball, you've still said to Russ, I got confidence in you, man. I don't care about giving my kicker confidence. I want Russ out there knowing in Seattle, you know, on his formerly his home turf. No, you go. You get five. And then you're going to run the clock down. And then you're going to have your place kicker going to come out. And then you're going to win the game. So that's the message I would have sent. You know what? In the moment, I thought that's where we needed to get. You know, in retrospect, you know, the odds were in our favor if we let Russ have the ball on fourth and five. You know, that's on me. I made a mistake. I'm going to make mistakes, but I'll learn from it. And the next time around, I'll make the right decision. That's the approach I would have had.
Maybe.
I might make the right decision. Yes, Tony.
I would have preferred, you know what? Our offense was inconsistent. We had all these penalties and delay of games and false starts. This was the time to make the kick. You know, well, we
yeah,
know.
But then you're blaming your players.
That's the situation. It was a sloppy, inconsistent offense. It took us almost a whole half to get a catch to our number one receiver, Sutton. I didn't get a good feel for
I can't believe Paulie is on the side of Fritzy.
I agree that it's okay. The wrong call, but I think Fritzy has the usual coach tone, the traditional coach tone where you stick by your guns.
Yeah, but I want a coach who evolves. I want a coach who learns. He's a rookie head coach. You know what? I made a mistake there, but I learned from it. I don't want the coach who goes, nope, next time we're doing the same thing. That's my coach speak there. Yes,
he. I think that it's more about the way he said that they made a mistake and not that he said he made a mistake. You know, if he had said, you know, we thought that we had the right plan, but looking back, you know, yeah, maybe we should have run it or something. That could be okay, but instead he went, yeah, we should have done
yes,
it.
Yes, that tone did bother
you're
me,
like, dude, what again. The hell was that?
Play it again, Mark.
You know, looking back at it, we definitely should have gone for it.
Dude, what was I thinking?
We definitely should have done what
okay.
I did.
Okay.
That's not what you want.
You got
to
a problem with that.
Yeah, I do.
Someone should have texted me.
Yeah, I mean, we shouldn't have done that.
I thought it was 4th and 12. My bad. We totally should have went for the 5 yards. had a horse sound. He's a Bronco coach.
Hey. Well, hey, what? One more item. We close out hour one. If you own a business, you know what the last couple of years have been: managing remote workforces, keeping up with the changing regulations, HR compliance, hiring, retaining top talent, payroll. The list goes on and on and on. But there's only a limit to what you can do and still keep your employees engaged while running that business smoothly. And fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30 plus years of HR experience to work. They help you develop a people strategy that supports your business strategy, focusing on the health of your organization. How about an HR strategy that includes better benefits to help you keep your employees and attract new ones? What if it also offered training for your employees to increase their skills so they're more productive? There's going to be challenges. We know that running a business, no matter where they come from, Insperity is ready to help you navigate and move past and provide HR solutions. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity HR, that makes a difference.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced, it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV.